Welcome to the Gray People Podcast, episode 18.
Welcome to the Gray People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Great People Podcast, episode 18. We're back for some more of that love. Wait, that's what we're here for, so they can show us love. Anyways.
That sounded so creepy.
I thought we were just talking about love for a second. Wait.
Well, the topic today is a little, I guess, for some people on the creepy side. So we wanted to talk about something different, something we never really talk about much. And even as a group of friends, we don't really talk much about these things. But, you know, with that, we'll talk about it. So the paranormal side of things.
Paranormal activities.
Yeah. So to kind of set up the episode with the definition.
Oh, by the way, I am not Sebastian. I am Sean.
Yeah.
If he fooled anybody.
If you guys listen to like the last three or four episodes.
He's still on vacay, you know. He got his things going on.
Yeah, but he'll be back soon. But yeah, to set
him up. How much longer do you think?
I think like 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks?
No way, he comes back on the 21st.
Dang, I don't know. So
19th.
Oh, the 19th?
So he'll be back soon. Okay. But
hopefully you guys can, you know, still deal with me till then.
Yeah, no, we got it. We've been dealing with you this long, so.
Jeez, I know, I'm sorry.
No, but so the paranormal definition is denoting events or phenomena such as telekinesis or clairvoyance that are beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding.
Now, so, can you define telekinesis and clairvoyance?
No, what was it? Clairvoyance is someone that says that they see things beyond the normal realm.
You just knew that?
No.
I know, right?
Oh my goodness, you guys really don't know what clairvoyance is?
No, I'm just saying, like, they're really smart.
Alright, well, let's look up clairvoyance now.
Must that be, like, something completely different?
Alright, so, to define it a little bit further, clairvoyance is the supposed faculty of perceiving things or events in the future or beyond the normal sensory contact. So, things like talking to ghosts or, you know, bringing message from the beyond or seeing the future or... You know, those people that read cards and tell you what's going to happen. Mm. All that
it's
is
like Raven,
part of...
From That's So Raven.
Yeah. So...
That's the Disney side of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a clean version of it. Not even a clean version. It's just the Disney version of it. All right. So, to get right into it, let's talk about, again, the paranormal. We can start with, I guess, stories. Let's start with things that we've heard growing up, maybe around the places that we grew up, right? Puerto Rico and DR, anything out here. You know, haunted places.
New York for Sean.
New York for Sean.
Yeah, he didn't grow up nowhere.
No, I mean, the Northeast was, I mean, there's a bunch of those kind of stories.
Yeah, there's like, you know, haunted places that you were told as a kid not to go into. And all that's
the Jersey Devil.
Yeah, the Jersey Devil? What is
that?
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, so there's like this myth, right? Like, so they're saying in the woods in Jersey, New Jersey, there is like this half, I guess you could say, like lamb looking thing with like bat wings.
Is that like a chupacabra?
Kinda, but see, there was nothing like them it harming people, just sightings of it flying around.
That's kind
of but
scary.
it's only
flying
like in the
Pegasus. Like that Key and Peele episode. Yeah, it's high.
Yeah, man, it's on the roof, man. No, but like so it's like this like, you know, mythical creature, whatever, but people say they would see it in the woods if they were hiking or hunting or something like that. And that was, like, a big thing, like, in Jersey that... Because it's right there in Jersey and Philly, like, the woods that border it. And so every time, like, I would drive through it or whatever, I kind of actually thought about, like, yo, what if I saw this shit right now? Like, that shit would be crazy.
What would you do?
You know?
What would I do? I don't know. It depends what it's trying to do to me, I guess.
And I think it's funny because I think part of it is almost, like, say, sectional. Like, I bet, like, people that grew up in...
I thought you said sexual. I'm like, what?
No, sectional. Like, people that grew up in Jersey or even, like, they probably never heard of that or they heard of some other stories that were told around their neighborhood.
I just heard the Latin version of that, which was the chupacabra.
The chupacabra was big and, like...
And chupacabra.
Well, that's because, like, the chupacabra, right? Like, there's shows where they're saying that they actually saw it, right? And, like, the tracks of it. And all that shit.
And the goats with their two.
Like the two.
Yeah, exactly, right? No, but this was like more like. I mean, maybe I gotta look more into it. Because I just thought of it. Was the Jersey Devil. It actually flew around and shit too.
I feel like another common one is like. I feel like everybody has their version of La Llorona.
La Llorona, I suppose, for those of you guys that don't know, is like the, how would you explain it in English? Like the creature that's going to come and take your kids or whatever. Like,
because you have to tell the original story. I mean, our version of the story, I'm sure. Because isn't that more from Mexico, right?
La Llorona is a Mexican thing, yes.
Yes.
So what is the Puerto Rican version of La Llorona? Because
say that, I think it was that her kids drowned or something.
She drowned.
And she's out there trying to find, like, her kids. So she'll see you and she'll be like, oh, mis hijos, but then
she was, take like, crying.
Yeah, crying, mis hijos, and then she'll see you and try to take you because she thinks that's her.
Yeah, because
like,
there's stories that like people actually like pulled over and like thought they saw a person and they get out and then it's gone or whatever.
See, but it's crazy because in DR, like, I guess we didn't really have like a Llorona, but we had the equivalent, I guess, to scare kids, which is El Cuco, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, El Cuco will come and take you if you don't
Isn't
start.
Isn't that Toño Rosario?
Cuco, El Coquito, that's why he's, obviously, that's obviously, he started from that, which... trying to grab a character of, like, that everybody knows. But I'm talking about, like, it will be the thing you scare your kids with. I'm like, hey, if you don't stop crying, si no deja de llorar, viene el cuco y te va a llevar,
that's
right?
That's so funny. Now that I think about that, we always got threatened with, like, a creepy man, a creepy old man.
Or the cops.
For the cops.
The cops
are don't stop crying. This creepy old man's going to come take
cops
you. Like,
take
that was, they were, my our parents were woke telling us about cops when we were that little. The cops are going to come and get you. Anyways. Shit. No, but that's crazy, you know, and you think about, like, for example, there's all these people out there that go ghost hunting, and I don't know what they call it, but they go looking for the paranormal, and I think it'll be interesting, and if any of you guys that are listening and you know of this, or you believe in this, or, again, we're just talking about from what we know our experiences, but let us know in the comments, let us know what you think, but it's interesting that there's all these people that's what they do.
Yeah, no, I actually met a person that said that they actually have, like, a little group, and they go, like ghost hunting
that's a thing. Remember
that
what I told
thing.
I told Randy that because I saw it
in Utah,
it was like on Groupon or something. I want to do this,
and they would
like
actually
on a bus and go to different like scary places.
So what they do is they'll actually invite people to come with them because they're professional ghost hunters.
Why you put them in quotes?
Because you know ghost hunters, like what you
well
put in,
and
you know?
Here's the thing, and that, this is what I told Randy when she brought up the whole Groupon thing. And for
you better
again,
say the truth, what you said.
If you're out there and you know about this, let us know. But
like, it's
the
scary.
No, I don't want to do it. No. What I said was, I just don't think this is the sort of thing you can schedule from 7 to 9 on a Saturday night. You
it sounds
I mean?
Like fun to me.
It sounds fun to go try it out and see what they do,
they
right?
Have props and shit.
But I just don't think you can
they
guarantee.
They give you that little thing to determine if there's a spirit around you.
I don't think you can guarantee me an experience because I don't think those are just waiting for you to come around with your Groupon group of people to do their thing, you know?
I'm afraid I walk in my apartment and a ghost is holding my past due notice or something. I'm like, fuck, you motherfucker.
I almost
spit
that out. No, it's true. And I don't know. Again, we don't know about this, but. A lot of it, though, it's kind of scary, though. You see some of these videos, because I saw some of them online, right? They go, and they hear these things, and they have their radars and things going off, like the sound thing, and, you know, all these, like, energy.
It was like that. There was a YouTuber that she purchased a teddy bear, but the teddy bear has some type of, like, sensor in it where if it sensed warmth, it would say something like, oh, like, you're tickling me, but it really meant, like, someone was touching
me
because,
like, around it,
yeah. Yeah, so it was... pretty interesting.
But then didn't she say that when things actually did happen at this hotel that she went to, all of a sudden the camera stopped recording? And
yeah, because she went to the suite where Marilyn Monroe stayed. I think that's, I don't know if it was like her last day. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe she was murdered there. Who knows? I don't know the story about Marilyn.
She wasn't murdered. She died of overdose, wasn't it?
I don't know what happened to her. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't really look into her.
We
like,
should
I don't...
cut that one out.
No, but anyways.
Oh, it must have been in the suite where she committed suicide.
She didn't commit suicide, man.
She overdosed. Yeah, so actually a lot
of
people...
We're cutting that out.
So actually a lot of people go to that room. That's like a famous room to go to.
Yeah, so they stayed there to try to like talk to her spirit. And they brought that bear, and the bear was all the time like saying, like, stop tickling me. Like, because... It sounds like
but
there was some warmth
I
in the
I thought
room.
That, like, she said at one
and
point...
And the camera turned off.
Yeah, at one point, like, they felt it and they had a conversation
with
her.
No, because there's an app. So there was an app that, I guess, translates what ghost language would sound like, I guess, in English.
Goo gaga.
So the thing was saying, like,
can you
I
take
don't...
a course in college for this language?
The people that
know,
did the
but,
app found
but
out.
But this app pretty much would sense, like, something, and then it would translate it. And what it translated it to was kind of like, I'm not going to talk to you until you turn off the camera, so...
Sounds convenient to me, like Sean said. But
I'm gonna say that.
He did say how convenient.
I was like, how convenient. I was like, I want to see some shit.
No,
I'm half naked as usual. Can you please turn off the camera?
I just think it's, I don't know. And for me, I'm a little skeptical of it, but I do, I guess part of me, the Christian side of me, I guess, the growing up with
Christian influences. I'm like shocked to hear.
No, I mean,
this
no,
Christian side of me.
No, we grew up obviously with like, especially like.
God-fearing.
Yeah, God-fearing, exactly. That's a good way to put it. But we grew up with this, so I feel like, in a way, if I'm going to believe in the positive side, that there's positive ghosts, the Holy Ghost.
Holy?
Holy or
who's
holy?
Holy?
Sorry, my Spanish is coming
it's
through.
Holy, it's Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost?
Holy Spirit.
Holy?
Like
a hole?
Like holy.
Holes?
Yeah, I have holes in my
W-H-O?
Body.
Hole?
No, it's
H-O-L-Y.
H-O-L.
All right. I'm kidding, by the way. But yes,
oh,
holy.
Sorry,
holy.
I didn't know.
No, I mispronounced holy because, I'm sorry. But, yes, like you think, you know, if there's these spirits that are good, then I got to believe there's spirits that are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
there's a balance.
I feel like for me, I obviously believe in both good and bad spirits. I feel like I would hope, I guess, that the good always surrounds you and the bad would appear, I guess, if you're trying to kind of provoke them, you know?
Ouija board type of thing?
That, or just... Cause
sinning.
I go back to the same YouTuber. I follow this YouTuber, she's a paranormal channel, and I pretty much obsess over the things that she talks about, because I'm like, dang, this is so interesting. Scary, but interesting. So she believes that the bad... Like, if you look a lot into demons and...
They're gonna come up.
Yeah, like, obviously, you're looking into it, so they're gonna show, because you're putting all that, like, mental energy into the universe, and then that's gonna bring them...
I think it does go... And I think that's kind of what religion, in a way, does, right? You go to church because you're trying to feel these positive spirits.
Yeah,
and
energy, yeah.
You're trying to search for that spirit to be in your life, and then you feel it, right? And... Again, that's what faith is all about, right? Understanding that that's what you're supposed to do and you're supposed to follow these steps, and then you're going to feel these positive energies or positive spirits around you. So I do believe that. I think if you go out of your way to try to find negative things, whether it's real or not, you're going to start feeling that. You're going to start seeing that. It's kind of like that law of attraction that we were talking about in previous episodes, but I think it's just what you're out for. But, you know, and I do think, again, kind of like growing up, right? We saw spirits, but I think it's what, you know, you see, oh, like, I saw a ghost.
I don't think I've ever seen a ghost.
You never did?
Like, I've seen shapes, dark shapes, I guess, but I don't think I can ever be like, oh, like, that looks like a ghost.
Well, I think when you're young, I guess, in the sense, and being...
I see shadows, maybe. Is that like a ghost? I don't know.
Well, and again, you don't... I think when you're scared, you're freaking out, right? You don't.
You see what you want to see.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, you come running, right? And like someone's like, what did you see?
In my apartment in Jersey, I would never like want to see like look to the end of the hallway, because it was pretty much like a straight line, you know, like kitchen, living room, 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 room. So the last room, I just never want to like look that direction in the dark, because I felt like I would see stuff, and I'm like.
See, so like you kind of put it in your head in a way.
Yeah, and then that, I guess it doesn't help that I was watching that show was, I think it was on HBO, that little creepy skeleton. What was it?
Oh, Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah, man, I was watching that, and then I'm trying to like find that stupid ass skeleton.
Tales from the Crypt?
That
like
was
the,
scary.
Like the game?
Tales from the Crypt.
No.
Oh.
Which does sound like, it is, well, it's pronounced the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tales from the Crypt.
I don't know what it is.
It's
like right now.
Or like Goosebumps or whatever.
But and talking about shows, right? You have, what was that movie that we mentioned right before we started? The Blair's Project.
Blair's Witch Project. Yeah.
Blair's Witch Project.
Yeah, that was like one of the first. It was like one of the first movies to come out where it was like first person. I guess you could say, like, you know,
like
the whole videotape.
Yeah.
The whole videotaping thing. So everyone thought it was real. Like, oh my god, this happened. Like they were actually in the forest. They were bullshitting.
And it's crazy.
And then all of a sudden they start getting, you know, attacked by whatever entity was out there, whatever.
So, you saw it, I imagine. I never saw
it. Yeah, a long time ago. So,
did you feel, is that what you felt when you were watching it? Like, yo, this is crazy. This happened to Blair?
I thought it
was,
because...
Was that the name of the person,
yeah,
Blair?
Well, no, it was like the Blair Witch. Like, I guess they said that was out there. Like, that was the name of...
Oh, the witch that was hunting
them?
I
haven't seen the movie in a long time, so I can't really quote it. But I believe that's what it was. It was like, oh, Blair Witch was out there in the woods. And these people were having fun with it, videotaping it. Then one night, things start getting crazy, and then they're in a tent, and they hear, like, kids banging on the tent, or feel it,
see. And going to, I guess, more recent, right? We had, what was it, early 2000s, the Paranormal Activity movies?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's interesting. I think the first movie was out there. Like, I think it broke some records, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And people thought this actually happened. Like, they thought it was real life. And honestly, you know, I never saw him. I don't care for scary movies. But people that saw it were like, man, this is crazy. And it's true. And
yeah.
It's, you know, you saw it on the film and you saw it on this. And I think it was on the second one, or by the time they did the third one, that they revealed that it was all stage right movie.
I thought it was true from, well,
until a week ago.
Until yesterday.
Well,
no.
I knew it was fake because, one, it's a movie. And,
well, and
someone's going to have to cut and edit.
I would have thought it was fake. But, you know, obviously, I watched them later. I think it was not like the first one. I don't think I ever saw the first one, but I think they do a really good job editing it and making it look like whatever is going on is actually going on. And then you have Marlon Wayans that goes in
the
sixth version.
Haunted House, yeah.
Haunted House. I saw the first one. I didn't see the second one. But that was super funny, you know? And,
yeah.
But it goes to kind of show that anybody with special effects
can
do
make
all
it,
these things.
Yeah.
Have you guys had any paranormal experiences?
I think growing up, from what I remember, I remember seeing things when, again, dark woods and dark places in the backyards. Like, you know, my family, for example, on my dad's side, they have a lot of, land, I guess you can say, in the city for what's considered like a big yard and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like on my uncle's, great uncle's, my grandma's brother, like in his house, there's a bunch of trees. And at one point they had a pile of like sand that was to build something else, but we would go on the sand and jump and do flips and all these things. But, you know, you're out there late night, and I remember one night, I can't remember if I was by myself with one of my cousins, but it was like by the trees, you see like this little white thing, right? And I guess you just imagine ghosts being white. And we freaked out, we took off, right? We're like, oh shit. And then, you know, if anybody asked us, I mean, we saw a ghost, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you for sure, but I think I experienced something like that.
I'm sure we've all also have experienced, what is it called? It doesn't have a name for it, like the hag, like the, you know, when you're like sleep paralysis, when it feels like someone's like sitting on your chest. There's a name for it. I forgot what it's called.
I never felt that.
Felt that?
I guess
that
I'm glad.
That is horrible to feel. So I'm happy that you haven't felt it.
I've been like,
you lived a good life.
I know. Look at you.
I've woken up before and like seen things, I guess, like, oh my God. And then it's like, oh, that's just my blazer with it. It looked like a person.
The time that I've probably gone through multiple times, but the one time that I guess was the worst, it was just like, I felt like someone was holding my hands down while still sitting on me, so I couldn't breathe, but your eyes are wide open, so you kind of like see a figure like on you, and then you feel like you're trying to move, but you can't move and you can't talk, so it's horrible.
That does sound pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. No, there's this one time, I still remember, it was like, let's see, I think I was like 14, 15 already, so I know I wasn't a little kid's like experiences, but it was me and my friends. We were actually in the apartment. So when we came back from we moved into this new apartment, right? And I met some guys around the block, whatever. And we were all chilling. And one time I was home alone with them, and we was all in the kitchen. And we was all chilling, having a good time. And all of a sudden, like the pantry door, there was like a bang, right? Mm-hmm. And all of us guys, it was like a bang, like boom, boom, boom. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us were like, we just looked at each other like, what the fuck? And then I told my boy at the time, I was like, yo, go near the door. Because I was like, yo, are you guys knocking on the door and playing around? But we were all looking at each other like, yo, what just happened?
What happened here?
And so in our kitchen, there was a back door to run out. You know, there's like a basketball court.
To take off?
So
the door was there for you guys to run?
Yeah, well, no, like that was the pantry door. And the door to leave, like the house from the back, was right there, and we were all in the kitchen, so mm-hmm. we were all like looking at each other, like kind of like we were frozen, like, what the hell is that? So we're looking like, yo, who's gonna be the bitch to just start taking off? There was like that split second, and then boom, 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 it happened again.
Hmm.
No lie. And I remember that my friend that was closest to the door, he was the first one out of the house, and so we're all running out the house. I'm the last one, but I'm like, I have to make sure I lock this shit because I know my mom, if she finds out I left the house unlocked, she probably whoop my ass. And there ain't no ghost that's gonna stop me from that shit. Yeah, that's so I was like, oh shit. So I had to cut. I was like, yo, someone come with me. I gotta lock the door. Cause I'm already like outside the house. But I'm like telling somebody, yo, come with me, right? And everyone's like, fuck that. You know, they're running. They already got the basketball court at this time. And I'm like, fuck. So I have to go in there and I'll be like, and so I yelled in the house, you better not be here when I come back, type of shit. And I lock the door and I run out. You know, yeah, I'm gonna act tough and run out later. Yeah, you know. But yeah, I remember.
Like the ghost didn't see you take off like
yeah,
a bitch.
Yeah. No, you know, ghost probably in the pantry, fucking around. I didn't have Fruit Loops, you know, whatever.
Eating the Great Value version of
it? Yeah, what is it? Tutti Frutti, whatever shit.
But, well, I was reading somewhere that I guess one out of three people in the United States believes in ghosts or to have experienced something that's, you know, paranormal.
Yeah.
So I just, from here so far, it's 3 out of 3. So we're adding to the statistics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, so, I mean, I definitely do. I mean, I just feel like I've had too many experiences and stuff like that. Not too.
What do you think there's something you can do to alleviate? And again, maybe not necessarily going into the spiritual side of like religious or anything, but
yeah.
You know, there's, for example, in the Catholic thing side of things, you have the exorcisms. You have like if some demon took over you, you're supposed to read this many times and expel do whatever, right? But then, like, let's say for a typical dude, let's say that, or like, what was that, sleep paralysis or whatever you said that mm-hmm. gets on you and you feel like, is there something that you guys think you can do to make that better? Yeah, like, I mean.
Because I feel like some of those things happen to me when I'm extremely tired and my mind just tends to wander.
So, like, be rested is one thing that.
If you don't get enough sleep, well, I think it's bound to happen when you are restless.
Yeah, no, I think if you're like the average person, right, nothing crazy, you're not, you know, God fearing, you're just like whatever, mm-hmm. and it happens. I think it won't happen to you maybe as much or whatever if you just block it out of your head like that shit ain't real type mm-hmm. of thing.
Well, and because I think about this, right, and it's funny because right now says like sleep, but for me, I think it's like the opposite. When I'm dead tired, like I'll hit the bed and I won't wake up for shit. Like there could be a fucking earthquake and I probably won't feel that shit, but there's nights that I feel like I've woken up, and it's just because
you slept too much?
I don't know. I don't think after a certain age, I feel like we all say we don't sleep, but I don't think I get like tons of hours of sleep.
Well, I know somebody that does sleep.
A lot?
A lot.
Who's that?
She will not be named.
She will not be. No, but I'm talking about like, I'm talking about, that was a ghost? I'm just talking about like in general, like if I feel like, when I'm dead tired, I don't wake up for shit. But there's nights that I wake up, and I don't know if it's because I'm rested. I don't know, but mm-hmm. those are the nights sometimes that I wake up and I see like a little something, and then I'm like, oh shit.
I feel like the opposite. And I feel like when I can't sleep is when my mind is like thinking of like the most stupid things, and then I see something, and I'm like, crap, great, now I can't sleep anymore.
They say there's this thing. What's it? Is it like 3:33 in the morning or whatever?
It's the witching hour.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Are you supposed to like wake up and feel something?
You're not
something?
Supposed to wake up.
Oh, you do
yeah,
wake
like
up.
You avoid it at all costs.
I know. Like,
is that what it is? Yeah. I just heard of it. That I thought before when I heard that was that that's when your body wakes up because some shit's happening around you. But I guess it's
there was a time. Remember, there was a time back before. I think maybe before we got married that I just consistently kept waking up around that time, and then Google did, and I'm like, great. I was consistently just waking up around that time, like 3:03, 3:23, whatever. Like it was
so
just always
the
like
hour
in the three.
From 3 to 4. That's
yeah,
supposed to be
I think
the witching hour. Exactly or
yeah, pretty much 3.
I think it originates from. I could be wrong, but I believe it originates because Jesus died mm-hmm. at 3 p.m. So on the complete opposite side
three
of that,
in the morning.
3 a.m. is when you're
the devil's up.
Yeah, or something. Like
yeah,
that.
So they call it the witching hour, and then. You know, when that kept happening to me, I'm like, why am I waking up by this time? And then I Googled it, which we do not recommend. Cause
don't Google it, because then you
don't Google anything.
Your house is haunted.
Shit. But I remember there was two instances that I now, like, are in my mind. And one was, like, one horrible night that I woke up screaming because, again, I kept seeing figures. I don't think I've ever saw a ghost, but I just kept seeing, like, just large black shapes of, you know, like, someone hovering over the bed. So this time,
did
I remember,
it sound appetizing at the moment?
It did
saw
not.
Large
it was
figures.
Very scary.
Oh, okay.
And then the thing was like hovering over the bed. And I remember that this instance, it was that it was kind of like hovering over me to try to kill Randy. So I wake up screaming like like a maniac. But it's like,
wow.
And then when I wake up, I look at Randy and I'm like, what happened? Because it's kind of like, I can't remember what happened, but I do remember feeling like super scared that something was going to happen to him. Remember? And I remember when I woke up, I was curled up in a, I was curled up in a bed and Randy was like hugging me. And he's like, stop it, stop it, you're okay, you're okay. And I'm like, oh shit, like what happened? And then another time, and this all happened in the same house that we were renting. So I'm starting to believe. The some shit was happening in the house or something. I don't think
the house was haunted or anything.
House was definitely haunted. All
right.
So there was this
Whose house was it?
It was the house in Sugar House. That sounds weird. For those of you guys that don't know, in Utah, there's a place called Sugar House. But it was the house we rented across the park.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So another time, it was just, again, I don't know what time I woke up, but it was I just randomly felt the need to wake up. So then, without me having control, I'm going up the stairs, and then next thing I know, like, Randy is behind me, and he says something. I don't know if he just called my name or something.
Something.
Cardi B entered my body.
Before she was popular.
So Randy came. Okay. So Randy called my name, and all I remember was at that moment when I heard him, I woke up, because I think I was just sleepwalking, honestly, and then I let go. And if you can envision this, I'm like almost at the top of the stairs. The point that when I'm letting go, I'm obviously gonna fall back down the stairs, you know. So then Randy like goes after me and actually catches me. So I'm like,
no, yeah, that was crazy though. That time I was like, I really thought she was like, not kidding.
Thanks.
No, I almost didn't think she's
bullshitting, you know.
No, because of course, you know, we never dealt with anything like that. She's never like woken up and started walking, not woken up, but sleepwalk before and anything. So like, when she tells like, well, I was sleeping, I'm like, were you really, like, you know, like it's just the first time.
It was weird. It was a weird feeling because I don't know. When I woke up, I didn't know I was at the top of the stairs, and I'm literally just letting go because he called my name, and then next thing he tells me, he's like screaming. He's like, no, and I'm like, what? And I look down, I'm like, great, I would have fallen down
these stairs and died. No, I was like, what are you doing? It's probably what I was screaming.
Was it like the Titanic when, like, she was, like, about, you know, just in front of the ship, just posted up?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that pretty and inspirational. It was just kind of freaky.
It was different?
No, but honestly, funny, I forgot about that, you know, and it's, I don't know. I guess it would just be interesting to see what other people have experienced with this sort of thing, so. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, I don't know, it's a little different from the stuff we typically do, but leave it down in the comments, let us know what you think and, you know, your experiences. I think it'll be interesting to see, and maybe we can shout him out on the next episode, but yeah, let us know. Another thing that I think is interesting, I guess, along that, right, the sightings of, you know, because we talk about, right, we seen ghosts, no, like paranormal stuff with, like, and the positive side, right? People say they've seen the Virgin Mary and that she shows
angels
and and actually I was reading, and again, sorry, I don't have all the full information, but I was reading like in 1531 in Mexico, there was like a sighting of like La Virgen de la Guadalupe, which is in all of that in America, there's the same Virgin Mary, essentially, just named different things. It's interesting, and I didn't know this until recently. And the other is La Virgen de la Altagracia, and it's the same Virgin Mary.
Is that why everybody's name is Altagracia?
It could be. And in Mexico, it's La Virgen de la Guadalupe. And you have in other places where it's like La Virgen de Isabel or whatever it is that they call it. In different places, they name her. I don't know. It's interesting, I guess, how that happens. But I was reading that there's a whole church that was built around like this place where the Virgin Mary was. I don't know, like there was a sighting or something that, anyway, sorry, if I'm misquoting it and you know the right information, let me know. But what do you guys think of that? I mean, that's kind of interesting to kind of have all these people. And at that point, usually these people have almost like a devotion to that. You know, like if you saw the Virgin Mary, like I heard about this story, and I don't know if it's true, but this place, Fatima, in like Europe, that the Virgin Mary appeared to three kids. And the Virgin Mary told the three kids to pray the rosary, what is it?
Rosary.
El Rosario. Sorry, that makes sense. In Spanish, it's El Rosario. But she asked the kids to pray the rosary every day.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's what they did going on. And that was a story they told. So I just think it's interesting that brings almost like this level of devotion Well, I don't think it's the same in the, well, maybe it is for some people, but I don't think, you know, if we saw a ghost, we don't go and try to dedicate our lives to ghost understanding and trying to get other people to believe us.
Well, it's not just a ghost, obviously. It's just part of a religious belief as well.
Like, I know, but there's people that believe, again,
I'm sure, like, if I see the ghost of the KFC person, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, my.
No, but again, people... People do see, people do, and again, we were talking about people
extra
that go.
Crunchy chicken.
There's people that do that, and that's what they do for work, and they would almost, like, in the opposite, right, try to get you to believe, kind of like the Groupon thing. They want you to, be a little louder on that.
That was actually pretty cool.
Okay. No, but there's people that, you know, they'll get you to kind of believe these things, and, you know, for example, the whole Groupon thing, they want you to go and experience it with them. So I think it's interesting how some people kind of get devoted to that. And
yeah, kind of like Ghost Hunters. Like, you know, there's TV shows. There's, like, multiple TV shows now.
Yeah.
Like, we're saying it's factual evidence and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you have the other TV shows where they're making fun of it.
Exactly. But then you have, you know, I think, and I guess, you know, you guys make sense in that part, that because it's attached to something that is so widely accepted, like religion, I think most people will be willing to believe that
yeah,
you know, the Virgin Mary appeared to these three kids.
Isn't there like a show? I forgot what that show was called. Maybe it's actually called La Virgen de la Guadalupe or something. Remember, there's a show that something happens and then the La Virgen aparece, like, on the end of the episode,
yes,
and everybody's like, oh my god, like,
yeah,
I should have never beat my mom. Whatever the show does, like, it's one of those things.
I should never beat my mom.
There's these are the scenarios that they've been showing.
I guess it was probably one of these, like mm-hmm, kind of like how they scare people with, like, prison.
Yeah.
We're being scared with the Virgin of Guadalupe.
No, it's a positive thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they be committing crimes, and then at the end, La Virgen aparece, and then they're, like, repenting whatever.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting show.
I'm sure you've seen it. Like, we've seen it together.
We've seen this together?
Yes, I'm going to Google it right now.
Well, the other thing, though, like, as far as, like, factual evidence, right? So, there's been plenty of instances where they have recordings and videotapes, and, like, in courtrooms when people are trying to prove a case and things like that, there's been, like, videotapes and recordings of, like, people actually going through whatever trial they're going through with a spiritual entity as well. So when you actually...
So wait, like the spiritual is being trialed, or they're just in there?
No, this person did this because of this, and here's a videotape
here's
of what happened. It's
La Rosa de Guadalupe is what it's called.
I've never seen that
show. It's on Hulu, my friends.
Mm. I've never seen that
show.
Watch
that sheet.
But yeah, so because there was that one movie that came out.
So they claimed that this is like,
yeah,
that's why they committed it, because this ghost had possession of their body or whatever, right?
Yeah, or the reason why there was this, like, a killing or whatever is because of this. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So there was this one, there was like a cop from New York, actually, and they came out with a movie on it. I forget what the movie's called. I think it's called, I'll have to look it up. But this cop said pretty much during his detective work, he never really believed it. He was a God-fearing person, but he never really believed in seeing it or whatever. And then he went, and he was a cop for like 15, 20 years. But his last year of being a cop, like, it was like a week before his retirement or whatever.
Hmm.
Some, you know, all these events were happening, so they made a movie on, like, what really happened, right? So it's just interesting things like that, where even in the federal system or, like, the state, you know, system, they'll actually accept that sort of thing, and that'll sway the opinion or the decision.
Hmm. Well, again, it goes, I think, to that. Because, again, in the jury of your own peers, there's bound to be one out of three people that believe in ghosts, right? at least in the United States. So I think that could be a part of that kind of, you know, sways the way that people think.
The movie was Deliver Us From Evil.
Deliver Us From Evil. So
yeah, Deliver Us From Evil. It came out in 2014. And it's apparently about this cop that, you know, didn't really believe in it and whatever. And then all of a sudden, he runs into this religious whatever and actually seeing things happen. And so they actually show you, like, little video clippings of these, like, of what happened, like, in the bedroom, like, a woman, you know, being climbing on walls or whatever. So they actually show it in the courtroom and stuff like that.
And I think that... And I just think it's so embedded in, like, culture, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? Like, just the whole thing, and talking again about ghosts and all that, you have the movie Ghost. That's actually what it's kind of, like, all about, right? It's supposed to be No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't mm-hmm. always have to be negative or positive, but she goes to a clairvoyance that's supposed to be, fake.
It's supposed to be fake. She was just hustling people.
Yeah, but in reality, I guess that's a channel.
Yeah, then she found out, oh, shit, this is real. You really here.
And to use the term they use in that type of community is channeling, right? So
channel or a medium.
Yeah, a medium, right? So he came through to
talk to her
and let her know that he loved her and all these things.
Let me go, that whole thing. And even in that same movie, though, they show, like, the evil spirits, too, taking people away as well. Exactly. So the good, like, I'm a good guy, I'm a good spirit, and these are bad spirits out there, too.
So it's just interesting, because we have it in movies, we have it in all that, and again, people do feel and believe they can channel, you know, mm-hmm. be a medium to these things and talk to, you know, your great-great-granddad or whoever you wanted, your grandpa, grandma, or whatever. And it's just kind of interesting that there's a big part of us that wants to believe in all those things. It's just kind of interesting to really kind of consider.
So. Until you get picked out of a crowd and it's like, oh, your grandma's trying to talk to you saying your mom's going to be okay. And it's like, well, I'm an orphan. I don't know who the
mom is. Yeah, I don't know who my mom is.
Like, I want to be in the audience one day when that happens. Please pick my ass. You're going to get everything wrong. You know, even if I have to lie.
You know what's,
like,
funny?
Oh, your mom's deaf. I'd be like, no, she's actually blind.
She actually teaches English in school. Like, she actually speaks better than me and you. No, you have, for example, and it just reminded me, I don't know why, but to those, what do you call them? Those churches with the big donations and they go on TV. Like, the
Scientology?
No, not Scientology.
No, it's stuff that the guy with the nice smiles.
Like the guys with the big jets and stuff that they talk and they always
want to. They have the nicest suits and
plant
shit.
Plant the seeds and donate more money. And
if you pay $5, now you get the holy water.
But if you pay $1,000, you have more blessings.
They're all over.
Okay, what do you call it? What is that? Televangelists.
Oh, that's almost the same.
What?
That is. It's a whole thing.
Pero evangelista, pero de televisión.
All right, so let me pick that up. So this whole industry, right, they call it's like televangelists. And it reminded me when we were talking about being picked from the crowd. So I was listening to something that kind of goes into, like, how, in my opinion, some of these televangelists are so, like, messed up. And I'm not saying they're all that way. Again, I don't want to offend anybody, but most of them are. But in the
he's like, I don't want to offend anybody, but
no, fuck it.
No, but shit, like, what they did, and this is how, for example, because I was watching a documentary on it, in the way in, like, when they're bringing you in and you're going to walk in and take your seat or whatever, they ask you your name and you fill out this little paper that you fill out, you know, any illnesses you have, anything you're dealing with emotionally, spiritually, anything that you would want.
And they use that against you.
Yeah, anything that you would want as a blessing or anything that, like, you know, you're looking for by coming here today and whatever, right? And then the televangelists have, like, a headset that they will communicate through a specific radio frequency so the rest of the group couldn't hear it, even if they had, like, radios and whatnot. But they will say, hey, in row 17, you know, whatever, number 5, you know, there's Mary. Tell her to stand up. She's dealing with this type of sickness, and tell her, you know, that her grandma wants her to be okay, that, you know, and they'll use all this, and they will be like, happens. Oh my God, how did you know? And it's just, well, you just filled it all out when you walked into the building.
The ones that I see, I wish it was real. I'm sure it's not, but I wish it was real, is when the people can't walk.
Aww.
And then they, like, smack them in the fucking head or, like, throw water on them. And then all of a sudden, now rise. And then they'll rise up and they'll fall. Like, no, gotta have faith. Rise again. And then they start walking and then they damn near breakdancing all of a sudden. And I'm sitting here like, I just watch it for amusement. Like, what the fuck?
And not to take it that way, because it's not what this episode is about, but the ones that they hit them with the coats.
Yeah, they hit them with the coats.
They do that, those memes.
Well, so I'll tell you this one time, I'm a God-fearing person, but there was this one time me and my uncle, we went to this kind of like a televangelist Christian type of thing, and what they was doing is they was, you know, telling people to come down and get their blessings and stuff, and so my uncle's like, you know, gotta get our blessings. I'm like,
I'm gonna go and get it.
This is my first time going with him too, because I've been to other churches, like Christian churches, stuff like that, but this was like one of those big exciting ones. And I never went with him. I went by myself or with my mom or whatever a couple times, but never with his ass. And does he eat that shit up? We go down there and he's like, hey, father, we need a blessing real quick. You know, I need some blessings. I'm like, God knows you do. And so we sitting there and he's like, hey, you know, he asks, hey, can I put my hand on your shoulder? And I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, okay, you guys should be feeling sort of power. And I'm like, damn,
you're trying pressure to from you, like,
yeah, like, and I think they try to, you know, they kind of speak it to you so you can try to feel it in a way, maybe, right? And there I was invited, and I was like, sure, whatever, I'm feeling. And I was like, oh, you know, sure, maybe I'm feeling something. And then all of a sudden, I see people run behind us with like little silk blankets, and they were hitting people, and they were dropping in this blanket, and they roll them up, and they just leave them there. And I was like, what? These motherfuckers getting free naps. And then, you know, he tried, you know, the guy was trying
sweet
to...
Sweet bitch.
Yeah, and the guy was like, you know, just trying to give us a blessing. And my uncle was like, I ain't falling down on no blanket, though. You know, he's one of those kind of guys. But he's like, Sean, you know, do what you feel. And I'm like, oh, I don't feel like passing out. I don't know. No spirit hit me that hard right now. I don't know. And the guy's like, well, you guys should be feeling, you know, something. And I'm like, you know, why are you coaching me through what I should be feeling? Shouldn't I just feel it?
You're right, like, now. I feel concerned.
For yeah, there's a there's this guy, blankets. I think his name's Ronald, and he's passed out on the
well,
floor.
Well, it'll be interesting.
You just hit him in the fucking head.
It'll be
too.
Interesting if any of you guys, and again, sorry, we're not trying to make fun of anybody, but hey, like, I don't know, just see what kind of things people feel.
Yeah,
I mean, again, the spiritual side of things, but... anyways, just interesting. All these different things.
So, I've attended some things like this, and it was
but they do take advantage, and I can't remember where I saw it, but it wasn't, no,
Randy's like, not so far, no, but they take advantage.
No, I'm talking about, like, the actual, like, the ones on TV, and all, they have private jets and all these things from all of the money they're making from all your donations.
Yeah, what happened to that one guy, the Houston, the one that
he wouldn't let people into his church. I can't remember his name.
And then he came out with a story saying, no, I didn't invite
people.
No, I
let him, but yeah.
He has one with a big smile, and he's like, God's going to bless you today.
Yeah, but you...
And it's like, you know, take my book, and it's like $35 and a fucking leg.
Yeah. No, anyways. But yeah, yes. So to kind of wrap it up.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah.
Hey, he said some good shit, though. I sat down and, like, listened a good 30 minutes one time.
You listen to anyone long enough, I can't remember who said that, but if you listen to anyone long enough, a lot of the stuff they say is gonna start making sense. If you listen to someone, they could be talking shit for all you know for 40 hours, but you
those infomercials. This air fucking microwave is amazing.
Yo.
And then you get one in a break. She's like,
I was so excited about that set it and forget it thing.
Oh, set it and forget it.
Set
you say it good enough. You show me juicy ass chicken long enough. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna want that shit.
I almost bought it.
And if this is what, willing to listen again, good for you if you find any value.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But anyways, just interesting to kind of think of and talk about.
We should have had Derek on this.
So even this podcast, if you listen to it long enough, you're gonna think we make a lot of sense. So.
I
think we do sometimes, but anyways, so final thoughts, so just to kind of wrap it up, ghosts are real and so are good spirits, right?
That's kind of good and bad. There's a balance.
Mm-hmm. Balance of the world.
And Omega exists because you hear him barking.
Omega's upstairs barking. He wants to let you know that he also believes. Maybe he's the, you know how they say the dogs can actually like see.
That's
spirits
what I'm
and
saying
kids and kids.
Yo, all I'm saying is this. If it's in the middle of the night and all of a sudden your dog starts going crazy. Well, like your right dog now. Is a different story, though. Your
he
dog
barks
always,
all the time.
Yeah, it could be fucking a fly buzzing around and he's going to be barking. But you know, sometimes, like, you'll be sitting and all of a sudden your dog gets up and, like, starts looking around. It's like, what the fuck are you looking for? Because I'm right here and you just ate, so I know you ain't hungry.
No, anyway, so yeah, interesting. Interesting thing. So let us know down below in the comments if there's anything that you want to add or maybe
you've seen something, maybe you felt something.
Or maybe we offended you and you want to let us know. We're a bunch of pieces of shit. Like, also put it down below. Let us know.
Shit, you kiss my ass.
You can kiss Sean's ass. But we appreciate the feedback. Good on that. But anyway, so with that, moving on to the next segment. For those of you that are new, we're going to do 3-2-1, which is where each of us talk about something that was impactful for us this week. Maybe something that was funny or you know, sad or just resonated with us for whatever message it was. So let's talk about that. Who wants to go first?
Well, I guess I'll go first.
It's kidding.
All right, what's
so I usually don't talk about my personal life or nothing like that, but I really appreciate my girl because, you know, I twisted my back really bad. Like it hurt really bad where I could barely move it. Like, not to exaggerate, but it was really bad. And you know, my girl took the time. She took me to the doctor to make sure I got the right, you know, prescriptions, because she's asking all these questions. Me, I'm just like, yo, my back hurt, because can you fix it? That's just where my mind's at. And she's more like detailed, like, oh, you have this, you have this. She's very punctual about it. Travis. So I'm like, more like, yo, shout out to my girl, because, you know, she'd be doing things
for me. Yeah, shout out to Janet, man, being the medic.
Why are you naming names? Just kidding.
Yeah, I was trying to keep
like, no one knows that Janet's Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I think I said Janet a few times.
You guys act like it's new.
Randy, you acting like there's only one Janet in the world.
That was Sean's impactful thing, his girl stepping up, taking care of him.
Stepping up?
Yeah, being the medic.
She's always taking
care of him. She always does.
Oh, shit, you acting like she wiped my ass or something. I mean, I wouldn't mind.
I'm just trying to say what you said.
One less thing to do.
Maybe I heard it wrong, but I heard that she helped you out a lot in this moment of need.
In that one moment. Okay. I'm just kidding.
No, she doesn't do shit.
She be doing things. She's actually right here giving me faces now.
Yeah. So, one thing that was impactful for me this week is I just realized this. Because of this. You see that bandage? Is it bandage? Bandage?
Band-aid.
Band-aid. Bandage. Bandage is a thing, right?
It's a band-aid.
You're not...
Band-aid. Band-aid is a brand, but bandage is what you...
Yeah. No. Bandage. You have a bandage around your finger.
No.
Yes, we're going to roll with it. Because that's what it is. Band-aid is a brand.
Cool. This band-aid right here. What I realized... Band-aid. All right, no, so...
He had an injury on his finger and he wrapped it.
Yeah, so wrapped with the band-aid. No, what I realized that was actually funny to me. So I realized that when I do projects, like, I could do, like, crazy things. So I was replacing a backflow prevention thing on my sprinkler system. And it was freaking hard because a lot of, like, metal pipes and, like, taking it all off after it's been on for, like, a year or whatever, or, like, years probably. Go through all that, banging through all of it, and fine. I got a pretty big cut at the end because I had to go and close one of the valves, and that's how I got cut. Like, the dumbest, the simplest thing. Like, I turned on the main water, and, like, water was, like, coming out of, like, one little side that I know how to turn off, but then I went and turned off the main water on the thing, and I just went super fast and did it, and it caught me right here, like, piece of metal. And then I realized it happens all the time. Like, I could do a bunch of things, cutting a bunch of wood and doing a lot of things and, like, fixing, putting whatever.
Nothing happens.
And then when I'm putting away the wood, then I get, like, a splinter or some shit that, like, fuck, like, I was done. Like, you know, so that was impactful for me. I just thought it was kind of dumb and kind of funny, so.
What was impactful for me this week has been the multiple times that me and my friends have been able to come along together and play some funny board games and
game nights.
TV games and all these other things. So it's been very fun.
Those are kind of wild.
Those are the moments that I appreciate in life.
We get shark drinks.
The simple things in life.
We invented a drink called
Sharks in the Caribbean.
Sharks in the Caribbean. So that was fun.
Flying nuns. Just kidding.
So we were playing, was it last time? We were playing Seen It, like the DVD version from the 60s. And we didn't know shit. I don't know. It felt like
it had a bunch of shows from like we never heard of.
Like
all the white shit.
Any of you guys on the reel, for any of you guys that are listening, if you ever watched The Flying Nun,
please tell us. Please
let us know what the fuck that was, because that was one of the answers last night. It was like the her clothes without her in it, and we were supposed to guess what show that shit was from. Yeah, ridiculous.
But yeah.
So
spending time with friends was impactful because those are the moments that I appreciate.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. So,
love
you. Yeah.
Mama love.
P.O.P. Holding it down. All
right.
Anyways. But yeah.
And my haircut.
And his haircut. Back at it. So, So that's our 3-2-1 this week. For the next segment and the last segment.
I'm going to let Sean take over.
Yeah, we're going to do the People's Note. So Sean's going to explain what that is for those of you that are new to the podcast.
So the People's Note is a quote of the day, so to speak, but our version and how we just like to just give out that positive energy to people listening. So you can at least get, you know, just one thing food for thought.
Yeah.
So what I got today, because, you know, Reyna, you know, she just needs a little pick me up, is this, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up.
Get up, get up.
Get up, dress up, show up, and never give up.
That was good. Actually, very important in the corporate world. Let me tell you. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go.
If you don't show up, you get fired.
Soon enough, I don't have to.
If you don't dress up, you get arrested.
Or show up.
Yeah, Reyna may be working from home soon. So
maybe.
Well, I mean, it's anything is a may until it happens.
Is there something that you know that I don't?
No, well, I mean, what if all of a sudden the they say no more work at home decision that came up from the top?
No more work at all. That's what I would say to that.
Okay, sure. Anyways, but yes, thank you guys for tuning in to episode 18. However it is you're listening to us, we appreciate it.
We're 18 years old.
No, we're 18 episodes old. No, but anyways.
17. So,
18 with this one. Yeah. So, yes, however you're listening to us, leave us a comment. If you're listening to us on any of the platforms where you can give us a rating, leave us a rating so we know how we're doing. Subscribe if you haven't. Comment, share, like it, all of that good stuff. But we really appreciate all of the love you guys give us every week. For those of you guys that have been fans from day one and that still bring up topics for us to talk about in future episodes, we really appreciate it. Keep sending them in through our DMs and Great People Podcast on IG. Again, as emails in person when you see us, if you're around us. We appreciate all the love. Thank you guys for always tuning in and letting us know how we're doing and giving us topics. We really, really appreciate all of that.
And Cuddy.
That's not it. It's cut.
And cut.